Next item on our agenda is our public hearings. We have three this evening. The first public hearing is ordinance number 16-2881, amending chapter 5.16, fireworks. And I understand, Sherry, there is a number of written communications that are to be read into the public record.
Yes, once the public hearing is open to testimony.
Okay. Anyone wishing to speak to this issue will be allowed 5 minutes. Additional non-repetitive testimony will be allowed after all testimonies have been heard. Therefore, I'll open up the public hearing on ordinance number 16-2881. Mr. Sitkin.
Following your council meeting last week, you have two ordinances for you to consider. One is a prohibition citywide, and one is increases restrictions beyond what your current code is, and puts more time and day restrictions, and locational restrictions. So you have choices to make if you want to adopt any of these or none of these. You asked last week that we focus on the discharge of consumer fireworks. And again, those are the kind of fireworks that are not the display, the high velocity, high discharge, high explosives that you might see in an organized event like you have in Blaine Harbor every 4th of July. Celebration. That's not prohibited by this, what's before you. What's before you is what we often refer to, or the paper over the weekend referred to, as personal fireworks. This is dealing with consumer fireworks, those things you might buy yourself without special permits and would not otherwise need a permit to use. I have for you, if you go through this, last week we passed out something of a roadmap and a little bit of background. So I'll go through some of that again, and I have a little updated decision agenda to try to help you guide yourself through this process. So by background, and I think why you're here today, is that the state law prohibits you from adopting an ordinance restricting the use of consumer fireworks for the fireworks season, essentially June 28th through the 5th. Less than a year before that 28th. So you would, because your ordinances are effective 5 days after publication, you essentially have to adopt a restriction by about the 22nd of June for it to be effective in 2017. So nothing you can adopt now would be effective this summer. This is all applicable to 2017. And again, the proposed regulations do not change any existing regulations regarding the sale of consumer fireworks in the city. It's just the use or discharge. By way of background, your current regulations are more restrictive than the state law in this regard. Your current restrictions are limited to July 1st through 3rd, 9 to 11, July 4th, 9 a.m. to midnight, and July 5th, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. You have no locational restrictions and no provisions for emergency restrictions in case of a high fire danger or extenuating circumstances. So I have that summarized in a one page I'll give you, so you have that by way of background. And I have a decision agenda after you hear all the public testimony, assuming you want to take an action. Again, not listed here is do nothing. It's an option. First decision I would suggest you consider is whether you want to do a prohibition citywide or you want to select an area and time limitation. So that would be I have a motion there. Discussion, and then if you pass that, it would be the end of the matter. If you decided not to pass that, you make a motion to limit or use on discharge. You look at time, date restrictions, and look at location restrictions, and whether you want to create an authority local fire official to prohibit use in emergency circumstances. If those passed, that'd be the end of it. If they didn't pass, then current regulations would stay in effect. So I'm going to pass this out to you so you can have a little guidance as you go through your decision tree. If you don't like it, I apologize. I thought I'd just help focus some of the discussion for you. And then Mayor will open up the public testimony.
John, just clarify for me the dates. You said we'd have to...
Kurt, you have to adopt something for 2017. Something has to be adopted by you by, let's say... No, but 5 days for publication, so we're back to the 22nd, mm-hmm. by the 22nd of June.
When's our next meeting?
27th.
So you have to, you'd have to do a special meeting next Monday. It's the only other way to do this.
What's the date of that?
20th. Okay.
Okay.
So if you don't do it tonight, then we have to do it on the 20th.
That's why we held a special meeting last week to start this, so you weren't putting this on in a regular meeting last minute, so that you had a special meeting, had some notice there, decided if you wanted to go forward, then you'd have the opportunity to hold a public hearing at your regular council meeting. That's, okay. So that's the date on timing. Did you want to know the dates that your current code was? Or
no. No, I'm fine on that.
Okay, if I can approach, I'll pass this out.
Okay, thank you. Do any of the other council members have questions for John? We're all sort of understand what we're doing.
Sure. So if you don't like the wording in this ordinance, some of the wording for like time changes and stuff like that, how do we...
If you don't like the word that's proposed, you just, your discussion, I have my computer here, so that if you, what's in the draft, that's just a proposal that was... Our take of what the discussion last week was, to come back as a proposal to present something to you. If you want to add more times to restrictions or different areas or change things, that's fine, and that's what would be a motion when that comes up.
Okay.
So that's not something said, that's just the proposal that we understood was the discussion last week.
Okay, the public hearing is open, and we'll now have written communications, please.
Okay, so I received emails or letters from the following people regarding the fireworks ordinance. D. Grimm, John Urich, Jennifer Plombon, Leanne Kogert, Monica Lamas, Katie Smith, Don and Melissa Cruz, Bridget Bullard, Martin Cognac, Christina Besson, Jason Friend, Peggy Richter, Joanne and Glenn Pentland, Doris Orr, Rod Benden, Richard Mike Myers, Melissa Ormiston, Rachel Rutford, Carly Lazinski, Arnie and Sandy Burke, Kay Warner, Angie Dixon, Trevor Hoskins, Tammy Gorman, William Coleman, Tim Johnson, Jerry and Ann Jubert, and Bill Brooks. And I apologize if I mispronounced anybody's name.
And each of the council members have copies of the correspondence. Is that correct?
At least most of them.
Okay. There's nothing that we didn't receive. Came in later this evening.
I actually did receive something, and I added it to the list right before the meeting started.
Okay. Okay. Next item, we'll go to the public hearing, and we'll go from people who have signed up on the list. First one is Marsha Hawkins. Marsha, be kind enough to give us your name and address for the public record, please.
Okay, my name is Marsha Hawkins, and I live at 960 Ruby Street in Blaine. And I am totally against the changes that are being talked about here tonight. I have been a Blaine resident for my whole life, along with my family before me, and we have always enjoyed the fireworks. It's always been a part of our tradition. It has been a family thing, big giant picnics, family, still at our home. My husband is Charlie Hawkins, who's on the council here. And we have, you know, it just seems like part of what the 4th of July should be. And I've enjoyed now that we have the parade, we have all the events that go on, and the fireworks, the big ones down at the dock are just all part of that day, along with the picnic at our home. I do understand maybe that, you know, out at the spit there might be too much, you know, garbage left. I realize that is an issue. In Birch Bay, what they do is they get a committee who goes through the bay and picks up garbage the day after. I would be willing to even find a committee that could do that. I also know that, you know, I feel like our police department is really overburdened on the 4th of July. They set up for the parade. They are down there with our 10 or 15,000 people that are in town. They are constantly on guard for any event, including emergencies or any of those kind of things all day. Then they are, I don't think they get an afternoon off. And then the evening comes along, and they do. They keep track of all the things that can happen during a fireworks celebration and through all the parties. You know, I don't know. I assume there might be some drunkenness or things, fights or things like that. It seems like we already give them enough to do. To have to go out and give fines to children or families for $500 for shooting off some fireworks to enjoy the evening and have a good time does not make sense to me. If areas of the city don't want fireworks shot off in their area, they can form some sort of committee and do that amongst themselves. My neighborhood shoots them off like crazy. Everybody. And it's great fun. We love to watch them. I just think it's one day, one little day out of the year. It's a few hours of one day that these fireworks are shot off. We call them safe and sane. We buy them from the safe and sane. It's what the state said they are, is safe. You have a hose, you put them out with the water. If your dog can't stand it, you put them in the house, you turn the music on, or you go to the vet and get them a tranquilizer. I mean, it's one little few hours of one day. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, Marcia.
Gary?
Pilot? Close enough?
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Gary Pillay. This will be my sixth summer living in Blaine. Love the place. 51 out of 52 weeks a year. It's quiet and wonderful. So obviously I'm here to speak on behalf of banning the consumer fireworks, because not necessarily that the ones you get on the streets are that dangerous or that big. Yes, they can blind you. Yeah, they can set something on fire. But before I moved to the Northwest in 2006, I lived in Los Angeles, worked in the movie business, did creative stuff, started doing special effects, got to know the special effects guys, was invited to work on the Burbank, California 4th of July show. Like our show here, it's 2 days worth of work. Our show is done the same way. They're bunkering in the guns, the pipes that shoot the product. Not a big deal. Totally safe. I'm sure they're banking it out over the water. You know, the fish and birds, not good for them, but it is what it is. Now, over the years, I've seen more and more and more product, fireworks, rockets, come into this city that should not be here. To back this up, let me explain what we're dealing with. The things that go into the sky rockets, are a circle with a Dixie cup underneath. Underneath is the charge. That's what sends it up there, it lights the fuse, and they go boom. What most of you who have never stood underneath them don't realize is they're not flat. They're 360 degrees spewing fire all over the place. 2 years ago, it was just exceptionally bad here. Yeah, my dog was tranked. I was almost tranked. I did call 911. I can't imagine the amount of calls 911 gets. The police are harassed, the fire department. Who knows, you know, they've got better stuff to do than drive around looking for grass fires. And it's coming from the big stuff. a block away from my house, and excuse me for walking around, I was a college professor for 20 years, I'm used to walking and talking. 2 years ago, it was just horrific. I was a half a block away from one of the three or four sites in the city that was literally bang, bang, bang from 12 o'clock noon till almost 2 in the morning. Big stuff. What they were calling was salutes. They go up there, they flash, they go bang. Sounds like munitions, and for the first time in my life, I understood what the men and the women who protected this country are going through. Whatever, it's an opinion. It got to me big time. So, thank you. You've got these shells, they're coming down. Now, 2 years ago, I'm standing on Cedar Street looking east. I hear a shell go up. And because I did this for a dozen years, 10 years in Burbank, 1 year in Pomona, and then Longview, Washington, after I moved up here, I know what they sound like. I know what the heights are. 1 inch of shell is 100 feet of altitude. So these little ones could possibly get up 100 feet. The bases are pretty small. Can that really hurt anybody? Doubtful, but they do tip. Now, I'm looking at a 100-foot pine tree by 3rd Street and Cedar. I hear a bang, saw the trail. I'm looking over a pine tree, which is at least 100 feet high, two or three blocks past that, and it's up in the sky. It had to be a 3 or 4 inch shell. One of those goes bad, we're in serious trouble. That's my concern about this. And there's no way to control the big ones. I mean, I've seen the guys. The guys were shooting the salutes, and a salute is a flash bomb in the sky, whether it's a cherry bomb or an M-80, they're still called salutes. They were originally made to train soldiers not to be afraid a long, long time ago, as it was explained to me from the pyro guys in L.A. So how do you correct this? How do you stop the really dangerous stuff from the fun stuff? I don't know if you can. But I wanted to at least stand before you, put another perspective upon it, and to see where it goes. Not going to be popular, obviously. And I don't think I'm going to sit there again. any questions from the council? Thank you.
Appreciate your comments.
How many people do you know got hurt in the last 5 or 10 years here playing fireworks? How many fires have we had for fireworks?
You tell me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're making a statement that we had fires, or you know that they're dangerous. But how many? I mean, if you're going to say that,
that's not a valid argument because the big shells can do things you can't imagine, and they're more and more prevalent in the city. If you can control them.
Really?
Okay, but why are they here? The guys, I'd see them shoot them off. The police, they'd see the police coming. They'd run and hide. Police would go to another call. They're back out shooting. It's not fair to the police.
Charlie, we want to get this. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Victoria. Suze? Victoria, if you'd be kind enough to gain to state your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah, I'm Victoria Suze. And I live at 3842 Lego Bay Road, Lummi Island, Washington.
Okay.
And I am the director for the Watco Marine Mammal Stranding Network. And we are a group of volunteers that respond to marine mammals in distress or deceased. If deceased, we try to find out why. One of our most common calls in the summer is orphaned or slash abandoned seal pups. For the most part, most of these seal pups are left on the beach by their moms while the moms swim in the ocean and they forage. Mom will come back for the pup eventually if it is left alone and the people on the beach give it a wide berth. The federal law states it's at 100 yards. However, more distance is preferred because a harbor seal, best chance for survival in the wild is to remain on the beach. Some people with good intentions will stay around that pup and they'll pour water on it to cool it off. Others will take selfies while they're sharing a beer with that pup. Sometimes people want their dogs to play with the pup because their dogs need a friend. These are all true stories right here in Whatcom County. So this causes a seal pup generally to be orphaned because the mom won't come back to the beach. The people are there. It's what we term human interaction. And that's when we step in. We don't want to have to do this. Like I said, it's a best chance for survival is if that harbor seal remains on the beach. Seal pup season in Whatcom County is June, July, and August. So 4th of July is right in the middle of seal pup season here in Whatcom County. And Semiano is one of the really big places for the seals to give birth to their pups during this time. So last year we had 4 calls up here. One pup went back into the water and drowned trying to get away from the crowds and the fireworks. One pup died during transport and 2 were sent to rehab. We also work closely with the Whatcom Humane Society Wildlife and Rescue because we have a seal pup holding and triage center that we built up there. They had to come to this area last year for the 4th of July week, and they had to take 5 eaglets that had fallen out of their nests and take them up to the Wildlife Center for rehab. So it's not just seal pups on the beach, it's any wildlife. And 4th of July week is just a nightmare for any wildlife rescuer or rehabber. And especially, it's just, the wildlife has nowhere to go to get away from fireworks. And the fireworks aren't just on 4th of July. They start days before and they go right up into July 5th. So the wildlife really has no chance to get away from all of this bombardment, and especially the seal pups on the beach. So any questions?
Thank you.
When you see these, how do you know that the fireworks cause those seal pups to be abandoned? How do you know it wasn't a speedboat running by and hitting one of the seals and the mother seal in the water? How do you know it's the fireworks that did it? I mean, I've been around here forever, and I've seen lots of pups on the beach. Sometimes the mothers don't come back, but who knows why?
You're right there. Sometimes the mothers don't come back. All I can say is that what we do is we will go and we will try to seal sit that pup. We wait 24 to 48 hours and we stay by that pup and we try to keep the public 100 yards away and keep the dogs away. That becomes virtually impossible during 4th of July week when people are setting fireworks off to try and create a quiet place to put that pup or create for that pup.
Thank you, Victoria.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. John Binns, please. John, if you'd be kind enough to give us your name and address for the public record, please.
Thank you. John Binns, 5398 Night Heron Drive, Blaine. I live in Semiama, and I'm the president of the Semiama Resort Association. The association requested last fall that consideration be given to a banning of fireworks on the spit. This particular request was because of the events that occurred the previous 4th of July on the spit. At that time, a great number of people gathered near the marina facing the inner harbor in an area that was north of the shelter and actually north of the little bridge that is on the pathway there. It, of course, is in the vicinity of the hotel. It's in the vicinity of the Marin residential units and Beachwalker as well. This was not an occasion where neighbors were firing their firecrackers and things. This was an area where large numbers of people from goodness knows where, I suspect many of them not Blaine residents, decided that they would come out and have a party. And indeed they did. If evidenced by the horrendous amount of beer bottles, junk, and debris from the explosions that occurred at nightfall, they had one hell of a party. It took days for people to clean it up, and the people in the marina nearby were afraid because many of the explosives were in their neighborhood. The people, I understand, in the Marin who had pets were disturbed, and probably many others as well. We thought that it was essential to prohibit fireworks on the spit, especially because, you know, the spit is a wonderful place to watch the fireworks that the city puts on. That is a really a nice show for people to watch it. It seems inconceivable to me that people have to go out and party and put people in danger or at least disturb their peace and quiet in order to do this. And so our principal request was to ban fireworks on the spit. The community some years ago decided, because of problems within the gated communities in the uplands, decided to make a local community rule against this. We request that the ban be extended to that to give it the force of law. It is much because it is heavily wooded, and the community is in favor of this. I would favor a ban in the entire city, but that is not our principal concern. Our concern is to ban it on the spit, and the hotel has cooperated. We have no difficulty with the hotel having special events because they are responsible and they can get a permit from the city, as I understand, under the ordinance. So I would urge the council to at least ban the fireworks on the spit. It has the support of the entire Semiahmoo community, to my knowledge, and it seems the right thing to do. And if you have questions for me, I will attempt to answer.
Thank you very much, John. Next is, we're struggling with this one. Is it Eric Erickson? We weren't sure.
My name is Eric Andreessen.
Andreessen.
And I live on 901 Ruby Street in Blaine. I've been here for a few years, and I have to tell you that I've never been to a more beautiful place in my life. I'm never going to leave here. If I lose my job, I'm still going to live here. It's just a fantastic place. And part of that is tradition, and it seeps in Blaine. And there's been bans in the past 30, 40 years ago. It's no more alcohol, no more this. And we can try to regulate as much as possible. What people do, it all becomes to a privilege, a responsibility that we all have. You heard it earlier, an issue, maybe somebody can put a committee together where we clean up. We hear a lot about people damaging things. Fireworks is in the mix, but there's beer bottles. That's still going to be there. If you have fireworks on the harbor, there's going to be people at Semiahmoo. They're going to sit there, and they're going to drink, and they're going to disturb the neighborhood for a few days. And so I think, to me, it's family. That's part of the tradition. And when you have Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you have going on, it's part of that whole celebration. It's not a detriment to get excited. I understand that it can be dangerous, but that's why the police are here. And fortunately, we haven't had that kind of issue in the Blaine area. It's a nice, small town, and I love this tradition. And to me, maybe having a committee come in, clean up afterwards, getting about 100 people to get out there and clean it all up, would at least alleviate the mess. The fireworks is another issue, but I really believe that it's a mess. It's a people issue. It's a problem, and I think the key is obviously responsibility on a traditional event. So I'm actually for having the fireworks the way it is right now. Obviously, we have some people that are using stronger fireworks than they probably should be, and that's where, unfortunately, the police would have to come out and enforce that. I might be for perhaps shortening the time frame, you know, for those people that are maybe find it a negative impact having a celebration on the 4th of July, maybe one day, only one day. But to me, to lose that tradition, my grandkids would be very upset. You know, they just love watching the fireworks around the area. And so I'm for the keeping it the way it is, maybe shortening that time frame for having the fireworks. Any questions?
Thank you, Eric.
We could go to Christy Richter.
Christy, again, if you'd be kind enough to give us your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. My name is Christy Richter, 4369 Harborview Drive, Blaine. I've lived in Blaine for 41 years. Third generation, second generation, I have three generations to graduate from Blaine High School. And so when I heard about this, it was important that I come to speak tonight because I feel like 4th of July around here is such a deep-rooted tradition. And when people move to our town, this tradition is already here. So when you move, you choose to move into a town that has this tradition. And when we talk about tradition, we're talking about families and barbecues and picnics and togetherness and seeing your neighbors and hundreds of people. We're also talking about strangers coming in to our town and bringing their business to our businesses here in town. So it would be sad to turn away that people from all over Whatcom County and farther come to our celebration. And I'm sorry, I'm just a little passionate about it, and it just flusters me greatly that we would even contemplate turning away such an event and turning away people that come and rent out homes in Birch Bay to be part of the activities. And I understand that maybe some seal pups have been abandoned, but nobody's saying how many were abandoned the rest of the year. How about Memorial Day or Labor Day or any other celebration big times when boats are out? There's no framework around that. And how are hundreds and hundreds of people on one hand less important than seal pups on the other? So that's pretty much what I have to say.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you, Christy. Richard Thatcher? Richard, if you'd be kind enough again to state your name and address for the public record.
Please. Happy to. Richard Thatcher, 2297 Dodd Avenue in Plain. I have to apologize. I don't have the long standing of many of you. We've only been here 8 years. Moved here from East Coast, outside of Boston. I lived in a number of East Coast states. And the lady who just spoke, I have to say, you're right. We understood all those traditions, the parade and the marvelous fireworks in the harbor and the great fair and the old cars and all that. We didn't understand that our neighborhood would look like a war zone at 1 a.m. in the morning. I've never seen anything like this. I've lived in half a dozen East Coast states. Fireworks are illegal throughout those states for good and sound reasons. People get hurt, Mr. Hawkins. It does happen. You have a small population here, and thank God it hasn't happened yet. There was a fire behind our house last year. I'll invite you and your wife over to help stop it if it happens again this year. Things change. Times change. This is not the town it was when many of you were born here and grew up here. There are a lot more folks here now. They're packed much more tightly together. You're entertaining proposals to pack them even more tightly together with accessory housing and other things, right? Some traditions have to change. We're not talking about doing away with your harbor display. In fact, I would suggest you might consider augmenting it. You certainly wouldn't need as much police overtime at 2 in the morning. But as those times change, you have to consider changing your traditions as well. Endangering other individuals is not part of your right. Your rights stop where mine begin. And you have endangered my family, my dog, me, my guests. We've had fireworks land on our deck. That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Okay? And when someone is injured, there will be a wonderful lawsuit against the town because you're obviously aware of it, if you have considered it and evaluated it. I'm sure your attorney can tell you what that does for your liability. Anyway, I would encourage you to think about changing traditions. You might also consider that maybe some of your tendency to cling to traditions explains some of the lack of economic development. Don't make faces, Mr. Hawkins. You've been rude throughout the evening. You really ought to change your behavior. I'll take any questions. I'm sure you have some. Fabulous. Thank you.
Well, Richard, thank you very, very much. Appreciate your comments. John Kay, please. John, again, if you'd state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is John Kay. My address is 9535 Semiamu Parkway in Blaine. I'm here to talk in favor of the ban of fireworks. I think fireworks, the one good thing about fireworks is that they are beautiful to watch. And we are blessed here in Blaine that we have one of the finest public displays of fireworks in the state, at least for certainly a town of our size. And if that's not enough, we're doubly blessed because we can see the wonderful display they have over in White Rock on July 1st. So we have lots of fireworks legally to look at. What we have is a lot of consumer fireworks, especially down on the Spit. I'm president of the Homeowners Association for the Marin, and over the last couple of years, each year it's gotten more and more people down there. It's packed. I don't know for sure, but I would guess that a lot of those people are not residents of Blaine. And everything else with fireworks has a downside. Fire, injury to persons, mess. And if we have been lucky here in Blaine not to have any injuries or worse than injuries for people, we're lucky. And with all the cedar shake shingles around here, a fire is waiting in our future if we do not better control this. I think that limiting zones where fireworks are not permitted, such as the Spit, if those people were to descend back into the rest of Blaine, you would have some serious problems in the rest of the city. I think it's very difficult to try and parse the thing, draw lines where fireworks are allowed on one side of the line and not on the other. What happens if people in the approved areas shoot their fireworks into the unapproved areas? Is that okay? We've certainly had cases down in the Spit where people shoot fireworks into the marina. A wonderful choice to shoot fireworks in amongst boats and fuel. So I would strongly support the council taking a decision to ban fireworks. And I would just add one codicil. If you do that, you should also ban the sale. Sale of a product with no place to use it would not be a good formula. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Jim Lentine. Jim, again, state your name and address for the record, please.
Mayor Robinson, members of the council. Jim Lentine, 3824 Williamson Way in Bellingham. I represent DW Whatcom, the developer of Semiamu Shore. And we are here to join with the Semiamu Resort, the Marina, the SRA, and our neighbors at Beachwalker and Marin to support any measures that the city can institute to restrict the private use of fireworks on the Semiamu Spit during the upcoming 4th of July weekend. And we further support the city's passing an ordinance that would prohibit the private use of fireworks on the Spit, which would take effect next year. You've already heard from many of the residents of the Semiamu community who have spoken about the dangers of careless use of fireworks to life and limb and the mess that it's left behind by the partygoers on the 4th of July festivities. We support their reasons for objecting to the continued use of private fireworks on the Spit and add our own concern about the potential fire hazard associated with multiple wood structures under construction. We strongly support any measures that the city can institute to restrict the private use of fireworks on the Spit. And we've joined with the resort and the marina in hiring some private security guards to patrol during the 4th of July to remind people about private property and private property rights. I mean, people have the right to enjoy the 4th of July, but people have private property rights as well. We're going to have hoses around our own construction, and just in case a errant firecracker or something ends up on a roof. And we'd like to urge the fire department to station a fire truck on the Spit, if at all possible, and the police department to station at least one patrol car on the spit. We suggest that the city publicize as widely as possible that there will be very little private parking available on the spit, and private fireworks will not be permitted on any of the private property areas, which are most of the spit.
Thank you very much. Jeanette Davidson, please state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Jeanette Davidson, 590 G Street. First of all, I'm a fifth generation Washingtonian, so that gets me any points with what I have to say, then great. I will not lie, I dream of a quiet July 4th, that would be great. However, putting aside my lifelong disdain of fireworks, I would be super duper pleased if we could reduce the number of days for consumer firework usage to one day, July 4th. We are all aware of the many quality of life issues that arise during these glorious 5 days in July. Our police and fire departments are pushed for days straight. Personal property is at risk. I have a wood house, and my grass is dry, so I'm pretty sure that's not a good combination. Environmental issues, such as with the barrage of fireworks threatening wildlife, making the air smell like rotten eggs, not to mention the noise pollution and the debris. And then, of course, our household. No, nobody gets any sleep for 5 days. All our pets have to be drugged. Windows have to stay shut. And it's pretty hot. So, you know, we have the luxury to stay home during the 5 days to monitor our pets and make sure our house doesn't catch on fire. That's awesome. In addition, I have two smaller arguments in favor of reducing the number of days. It is my understanding that when the dates were changed to July 1st through 5th, one of the things that was considered was to allow to take Canada Day into consideration, to allow Canadians to come down and set off fireworks. It should be noted that none of the municipalities in British Columbia allow consumer fireworks for Canada Day, in large part due to fire dangers. So the logic here being, if Canada doesn't celebrate with consumer fireworks, why should we take Canada Day into account when setting our fireworks code? So that's my argument for at least eliminating July 1st. Second, I would like to bring up quickly a few stats that I noticed today. I'm sure the city attorney can probably speak to this. I was reviewing the Fire Protection Bureau's list of firework ban and restricted sales use incorporated unincorporated areas. that's a mouthful. By city and county. In Washington State, there are like a total of 228 cities and then counties that govern those unincorporated areas. The majority of them, 45%, have restrictions like we do, restrictions of some sort. The remainder had either complete bans or no restrictions at all. However, out of the 102 that had restrictions, only 19 were more restrictive than Blaine. Of those counties and cities with restrictions, 51% of them limit consumer fireworks to July 4th. My whole point here being that we would not be out of line to restrict fireworks to the actual holiday, July 4th. So in conclusion, I respectfully ask the council to make a reduction in days allowing consumer fireworks discharge. I ask the council to adopt a citywide measure, not just covering West Blaine or Semiahmoo Spit. East Blaine needs help too. A citywide change would eliminate confusion and provide cohesiveness. Any questions, Charlie? No?
Thank you, Janet.
Is that citywide, or are you talking about specific areas?
I didn't quite understand when you finished. But
as far as what I'm asking for?
Restricting. Or,
yeah, it's citywide. Like if you're going to restrict it to July 4th, citywide.
But not necessarily a total ban on the fireworks.
No, I'll be honest. I mean, it wouldn't be bad, but I don't want to take people's, you know, constitutional rights away to sell fireworks. So I'm okay with that. I mean, one day I get tired of calling Officer Wright and having him come out and cite people for weird stuff that they set off. So one day I think would be awesome, but 5 days, and then prior to that, what was that, like seven, I don't know, it was horrible before that, but one day would be awesome.
Okay, but not the citywide ban. That's what I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I propose a citywide, like Leonard Street, for one day.
On the one day.
I'm sorry. I propose a citywide one-day usage. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. July 4th. Yeah, I'm not very clear on that. So just if you could reduce a couple days, that just obviously would make me happy. So thank you.
Next up, Eric Davidson. Eric, would you be kind enough to state your name and address for the record, please?
Hi, Eric Davidson, 590 G Street here in Blaine. Excuse me, my throat's gone. I just want to say, I agree with Ms. Hawkins, the first woman who came up, who said that 4th of July fireworks are fantastic. It's something we've done in our family for years and years, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great way to bring families together and neighborhoods together. But she did mention the one day, and the reality is it's not the one day. It's the 5 or 6 days that it currently is. And before the reduction, it was 10 days or so, but that 10 days always seem to extend 1 or 2 days before and 1 or 2 days after, upwards to close to 2 weeks. But I'm all in favor of one day of fireworks on July 4th. I think it's a wonderful thing. Of course, you know, legal fireworks, the fireworks that we sell here in Blaine, I think pose less of a risk than some of the illegal fireworks that we have. And with the majority of counties who have restrictions saying one day of fireworks is good for their county, it's not as if we would be an outlier. We wouldn't be the only county in the state to say, well, one day. We would be going along with what most counties and most city councils feel is prudent. I just want to emphasize that like I said, 5 or 7 days turns into, you know, 9 or 12 days, and then the legal fireworks, obviously terrible. But I think one day citywide for fireworks, whatever time frames that the city council might think, would be a wonderful thing. Thank you. Any questions? Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. John Liebert, please. John, you know the drill. Name and address.
John Liebert, 9721 Vista Terrace Avenue, Blaine, Washington. There are two segments of our community here this evening. One protesting fireworks, and another segment of our population pleading for financial assistance in the matter of the sewer installation fees. Blaine Economics have really piggybacked on this 4th of July. When I was sitting on council, when the 4th of July became really a bigger event, it was about 13 years ago, and it has morphed into something that the county looks forward to. Many people come from outside of Blaine. We have at least 10,000 people coming in for that day. Economically, that's fantastic for our community. We should be having those monthly, like they do in Canada. Now, some people do leave a mess. I find it in my neighborhood, there's all kinds of stuff left over. This is just another opportunity for us as segments of the population to join with one another and have a cleanup campaign after the 4th of July. Meet with your neighbors, have a day of recreation, go out and clean it up. That's not a hard thing. That's a joyous thing. Those living in Central Blaine prior to the 4th, unite, get together, and go and clean up downtown Blaine. That's a joyous activity. What an opportunity to unite neighbors and go and help clean up. The spit is probably one of the best areas to be shooting off fireworks. It's over the water. It's not within a normal housing area. The irony of this event brings people into Blaine, spending money, making it better for the taxpayer. And yet we have a group trying to drive it out. When I was sitting on council, we wrestled with this same issue, and we came up with the current ordinance the way it's written. We spend a lot of time going through that, looking at the pros and cons. So I'm against exchanging this present policy with any other policy that we might come up with. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Gary Dunster?
My name is Gary Dunster. My wife and I live at 948 East Portal Drive.
Thank you.
Better known as the Bayside Beauty Salon, and we live upstairs. We've been there for over 40 years. And during that time, we've seen a number of firework displays, I can tell you. And John kind of touched on it here just a little bit about the number of people that come into town. I think in the last 10 years, maybe even less, that's when the population has really grown to around 10,000 people. We know that we have at least that many here during the day on the 4th, and on the evening, I'm not sure that we don't get a few more. And our fireworks display is what draws a lot of people. Unfortunately, what's happened, though, is that, and you know, being a former firefighter, I was on the fire department for 12 years. I am amazed at a couple things, that we haven't had more injuries, personal injuries, because of the fireworks that's let off on the street. And being where we live, honestly, it kind of looks like a war zone after, when the 4th is just about over, the smoke that just kind of lays right there is unbelievable. I have seen a number of times different types of fireworks that have gone awry and gone straight across the street, or straight rather than up. How somebody's not gotten hurt, I don't understand how that's happened. We're lucky. We're very fortunate. I know this is a hot issue. There's a lot of people, a lot of good friends that are in this room right now, all of us. And yet, the other big issue for me is, and I guess it's from being a fireman, I don't know, but when fireworks start, I'm on our back deck, which is wood, because of the cartridges that land on the house and on the deck. And I can't be the only ones in Blaine that happens to, I'm sure. That to me is a real strong concern right there. I haven't had a fire there. But what really worries me the most is, if there ever were a fire downtown, in the downtown area from our place going towards downtown, because of the way the structure of those buildings are and everything's joined together, we would have one heck of a time if that ever happened. I'm not suggesting, I'm not saying that it will. It hasn't for a long time. We've been lucky so far. But I would like to see, at the very least, I would like to see at least a restriction in the downtown area, and I don't know how many streets back you want to go or whatever. Because one of the other things that happens, and Charlie, you know this just as well as anybody, during the summer we get a westerly wind almost every day. And if we get a westerly wind when the fireworks are going off, personal fireworks, not the ones down in the dock, they're fine, that's what sends everything back towards the houses, my house in particular. And yeah, I'm standing here because that's where I'm mostly concerned. My wife said to me tonight, well, I think we ought to go to that meeting tonight. But she said, if we do, you're the one who has to do the talking. Here I am. Because I'm the guy that's standing on the deck with a hose. Yeah. I think we need to think about it. A total ban for personal use would certainly do it. I know that as far as the police department is concerned, that'd probably be a lot easier for them, that's for sure. Because the way it is right now, those guys are end up chasing stuff all over the place because when they go off, they're not necessarily the right ones. And you can tell when the ones that are bought on the reservation, when they go off, there's no mistake about it. It'll rattle the windows in the house. So let's not kid each other. I mean, it goes on. We can turn our head and not look at it if we want, but really that's what's happening. So I think you need to think about that. And I don't know if a total ban is what, I'm sure that's not what everybody wants. I know that for sure. But you definitely need to think about the downtown area west. And I understand how the Semiahmoo people are feeling and what they think about this. I can see where that's a big issue out there. So, but I think we've got an issue here, too. Thank you,
Gary. Deborah Hiller? Deborah, you live in... Would you be kind enough to give us your name and address,
I'm
please?
I'm Deb Hiller, and I'm from 7714 Birch Bay Drive, president of the HOA of Grand Bay, and also on the committee with the Birch Bay Chamber for July 4th. Cleanup, and not sure what, because I see now restrictions going on Semiahmoo. Sounds like Semiahmoo had the same party that we had in Birch Bay last year. It was terrible. And the fireworks that are being set off have little metal shards that are going all over the beach and into the water. And then depending on the tide, it gets washed into the water by the time you get to it the next morning. So I see restrictions in Semiahmoo and in Blaine. Sounds like Ferndale's going to do something. I know there's restrictions in Bellingham. So guess where they're going to come? They're coming to Birch Bay. And we have just that little bit of beach there. Most of it is private property. Short of putting up a sign and saying this is private property, no fireworks, we would have riots. So we also would like to have restrictions in Birch Bay. We're very concerned. We're getting an element there. It's not just the good people of Birch Bay that are setting off fireworks. We're getting an element that's coming from all over. And I think that what we wanted, I wanted to hear what was going on here tonight. Kind of follow suit as to what kind of restrictions you'll put in, because we do have a committee that's organized for this year. We're going to give out garbage bags when people come in to Birch Bay on either side, and we're going to hand out flyers about 2 weeks before, pack it in, pack it out, with the flyers and the garbage bags. It's the garbage that's the worst part, the liquor bottles, but broken bottles, and just like this disregard, this disrespect. We're not talking about just a nice barbecue out in the back and then the family going out and setting up some fireworks. There, this this element is increasing. And I've been cleaning up garbage on that beach for 4 years, and it's so, yes, the camaraderie of neighbors coming together to clean up a beach, but the whole time you're just dumbfounded at the disrespect and the danger to wildlife. Absolutely. You know, what they're setting off, these fireworks, it's not just simple. It's, you know, I mean, they were setting off gunpowder that would just, you know, reverberate through your condo. So I'm very curious as to see how you're going to make this decision, because we're with you on some sort of restriction or even a ban. I mean, we're with you all the way, because it's we need to do something as well. And what I worry is if you do it before we do it, then we are going to have a lot of people, and we need some help. We need a lot more help. So if the restrictions happen here, they're going to come to Birch Bay, and we need the good citizens of the city of Blaine to come to us in Birch Bay and help us on July 5th with the mess. Thank you.
Deborah, could I ask you a question? If you were to request restrictions, who do you request it from?
You know, we're going to have to go to Whatcom County. It's a county issue, because we're not part of the city of Blaine, even though my address does say Blaine, Washington. I'm Canadian, married to an American, so I do have an appreciation. But you know, so in Canada, there's a lot of organized events, so we go somewhere and watch somebody do an event. I don't know what the answer is. There's not a lot of consumer fireworks going off. And then, you know, you just find yourself more going to an event and watching fireworks.
So I have a question, Deborah. Do you know are there any restrictions, county restrictions, on days that this is allowed?
Yeah.
That was what I was going to tell you.
Yeah, and it's not good.
The county restrictions are July 3rd, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., July 4th, 6 p.m. to midnight, July 5th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., and December 31st from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. on January 1st.
Okay, so around the 4th is 3rd through the 5th.
3rd through the 5th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., although the 4th is allowed to midnight, then over New Year's Eve.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to know what the restrictions were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. Now, is anyone else that would like to speak? What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask. No. Okay, we'll pass this back out, and if you wish to speak, if you'd be kind enough to sign your name and. Pass it around to anybody that wishes to speak.
Your Honor, I would like to add three more names to the written communication. They were allowed to provide written communication during the public hearing, and I happened to receive some.
Okay.
Trina McCowan, Olivia Carling, and Mikhail McDonald.
We have not seen those. Is that correct?
No. But I have received them, so I will print them out and provide them to the council. Okay.
Can you do that before we make our decision?
Richard, if you just hang on one second, when we get the sheet back, we can do it in order. Now, is there anyone else that would like to sign up? Last opportunity to do so. Thank you, sir. Okay. Richard May, could you be kind enough to state your name and address for the record, please?
Richard May, 727 D Street in Blaine. We had a former city councilman, Jason Overstreet, who used to speak about overreach of government and big nanny government taking away our freedoms. And my mileage varied with the times I agreed with him or disagreed with him, but when Charlie Hawkins is saying it's an overreach of government and big nanny government taking away your freedoms, I tend to listen. You know, there's going to be an impact of us being here. in theory, this is the coastal Salish tribal lands, and they would be living sustainably had we never gotten here. And so we have put our roads here and our smokestacks and our buildings and our, you know, and we're going to have some activity, and that's going to affect some wildlife sometime. It's going to affect our neighbors. A lot of things are going to happen. I used to live in Seattle for a while, for a number of years, and I lived in a very urban part there, and I lived across the street from a nightclub, and people would move into the building I was in, and, you know, a new nightclub got put in, and they complained, but then new people would move into where there already was a nightclub, and then they complain about the nightclub, but they had moved there. It's like people moving next to an airport, and there would be a parade, and I was working nights at the time, and there was this parade once a year, and they would go right by 8 or 9 in the morning, and then they'd be shooting off a 21-gun salute, and there'd be a big sound system, and I'd listen to that when I'd rather have been sleeping, but that's because I like living in a city. I like being around people. I like being part of a community, and I've heard a lot of things about, you know, persons with who've served in the military having a post-traumatic stress disorder kind of thing, just reminding them of the, you know, sounds that they'd rather not hear again, and about dogs and things like that, but if we're down to 3 days, like the county would suggest, or down to 1 day, I think there's a degree to which when you're in a community, you're not going to like everything that happens. Sometimes there's construction next door. Sometimes that construction goes for 6 months, and they're hammering and banging, and the big machines are driving around doing things, and then they're not anymore. And we're talking about 1 day a year. And one of the things that made me go ahead and buy the property here in Blaine in the middle of the 1990s is I love this little American town. The post office and the little American flag and the library and all the little things about it and the little marina and the way that the 4th of July ceremony has taken off in this town is a great community event. It's great for commerce, brings a lot of people in here. They see what a nice town we have here. They spend a lot of money here. They spend a lot of good times here. And my family, we get the fireworks. We drive down to Lemmy Nation there, and, you know, my kids here, my daughter Ruby's in the back here. She's always like, can we get the ones with the little parachute man that comes out? And we talk about all the different kinds we want. She's like, can you get some of the crackly ones and some of the green ones? And how about these other ones? And when we light off a whole bunch of fireworks, and we have a great time, and it happens in a lot of the city has a great time doing their fireworks. It's a wonderful activity. It's a tradition. And if it were only 1 day, that would be fine. And if there's a consensus in the Semiahmoo Spit area, if they've got a consensus and they'd like to not have it in their area, I'd love for council to check to what degree they have a consensus. And if that community really feels strongly they'd not like it over there, I could understand that. A lot of what I heard them complaining about in the former testimony here was beer bottles and garbage and things like that aren't really what we're talking about, the noise, fire, and injury, that's we're talking about beer bottles and trash in that case. So I don't know if they need to have a neighborhood patrol or maybe put a roadblock across the beginning of the road that goes out to Semiahmoo Spit and maybe have someone there making sure that, you know, maybe we could organize something so, you know, have a little checkpoint there. Are you staying at the hotel or, you know, do you live down here? So nobody comes down and makes a big mess and doesn't clean it up or has too much of a party. At my house, we bring the garden hose out front with one of those trigger sprayers, and it sits right there, very handy. And if something happens with a firework, you know, I pick up that, if I have to spray the top of my roof, which I can reach, or anything, you know, and so we haven't had any trouble, and I believe the firefighter that perhaps we've just been very lucky, or it could be that we're just a city with our act together and we're really conscientious and we pay a lot of attention. I don't know which it is. I only know that in my house, we pay a lot of attention. We do a good job on it. But I would like to not lose the wonderment of having it's a whole community thing. And it for those who are annoyed by it, I really appreciated the testimony from the one lady who says, I hate it, but I'm not taking it away from you. And I hope that the majority of people in this town feel that way, because I think it's a great thing. So please don't ban it down to any more than the 1 day. I can understand that, and I do support if there's a neighborhood that's in consensus to let them take it away. If you could do them that honor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard.
Colin Hawkins. Colin, please state your name and address for the record, please.
Colin Hawkins from 421 Cherry Street in Blaine. I have fond memories of 4th of July in this town, you know, playing with sparklers and having Roman candle battles with the Bomas and Burtons when we were kids. And, you know, was it dangerous? Probably. Was it noisy? Definitely. And, but it's one of the reasons why I bought a house one block away from the house I grew up in. Those kinds of memories are a part of why I love this city. And I loved growing up here. I really appreciated it. I feel like this ban will disproportionately affect young families like mine. You know, my daughter won't get the light off sparklers, which is bizarre. It's a weird thing. But you're going to outlaw it. That is what this ban does. No snap-its, no little the black things that make the snakes. You know, you're not just talking about things that are already illegal. All of this stuff from the reservation is already illegal. There is a huge issue with enforcement. I totally understand that. But now you're talking about the little things that make 4th of July fun for kids. And yes, the city's fireworks are great, but everything that's wrong with normal fireworks that I light off is also wrong with the city's fireworks. They're loud, they pollute the water, and they can cause fires. So what's the difference? I don't really understand the difference. But I think that you have to think about whether or not families like mine will stay in Blaine for the 4th of July. Why? I mean, the parade is great, but why wouldn't I go out to the county where I can light off fireworks? I think that one of the reasons why we get so many people here on the 4th of July is because we don't have bands like Linden and Bellingham. And those people will find another place to go. And then, unfortunately, it may be Birch Bay. But that's the truth. I mean, one of the reasons why Blaine is so different on the 4th is because it's different. Why would we want to turn into Linden? You know, let's not turn this into a retirement community. This is a community for everybody. And I get that I get up very early in the morning, and it is very difficult for me on 3rd, 4th, 5th, staying up all night. I have dogs. I have a daughter. It is very hard, but it's worth it. It's worth it because it's a part of our community. It's a part of our heritage. It's a part of our tradition. And to have an old-fashioned 4th of July celebration without fireworks is bizarre. That's it. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Colin. Richard Sturgill. Richard, please state your name and address for the record.
Richard Sturgill, 1218 4th Street, Blaine, Washington. Thanks for letting me speak this time, and I'll try to cut the chase because it's getting kind of late. I moved here. I'm a newcomer. I've been here 40 years. And I settled in with the fishing crowd, and a lot of those families have been here for generations. And I think I may speak for a lot of the people that aren't here. The people here are the more sophisticated types that go to council meetings, but there's a vast majority of people out here in Blaine that are families, that they're like Colin, that really, they've had that tradition. And if, you know, that 4th of July, the safe and sane ones, not the ones you buy down on Lummi, the cops should be forcing those, and if the neighbors want to keep it going, they should tell on the people that are doing it, those ones that aren't right, and get rid of it. But to ban the whole, this tradition, you don't, people, if you haven't lived here before, you don't even know what the tradition is. But it's, to ban a tradition, that's like saying we're not going to celebrate 4th of July, period, to the people that had these. When I was growing up, I'm still growing up, when my neighborhood, we did that with the sparklers and the kids, and I think that should stay. And if I think it's a wise decision or a compromise if the folks at Semiamu, on the Semiamu spit, because the sensitivity with the wildlife and all that, and the majority, I think that should be restricted. And it looks like the Uplands Neighborhood Association has already taken that in place. I think that's good. But I think to throw because the people in Semiamu want to ban, to ban the total ban in the whole city is going to, like, throwing away the baby with the bathwater.
And I would really consider, you know, having maybe, if it gets down to it as a compromise again, one day for 4th of July. And, you know, one day out of that. I'll talk about tradition. I have two grandparents way back fought in the Revolutionary War. I fought in the Vietnam War. This is what I fought for, too. I can't do it.
Thank you, Richard. Okay. I think everyone's had an opportunity who wishes to speak. Therefore, we will close the public hearing at 7:24.